An epicenter of the pandemic in this country is Florida, where more than 80% of the state's ICU beds are full, following five straight days with over 10,000 new cases a day. For more, we're joined now by Dr. Mary Jo Trepka, professor and chair of the Department of Epidemiology at Florida International University. Welcome, doctor.
Hello.
So Florida's Agency for Healthcare Administration said today that four out of five ICU beds are occupied in the state. How dire is the situation in Florida right now?
Well, Florida has seen a sustained increase in the number of cases of COVID-19. This has been going on for several weeks, and it originally started with especially younger people. Median age was in the early 30s, like about 33 or so. And as time has gone on, we have seen an increase in the median age now at 41. So the people who are becoming infected now are older, which is not so surprising. It seemed like some of the behavior of the younger people early on was fueling the transmission. But of course, young people are not isolated. And it seems now that more older people have become infected. Older people, they're more likely to become hospitalized and also more likely to die of COVID-19. So we're seeing also more severe cases. And so, yes, the hospitals right now are being strained. Here in Miami-Dade County, the hospitals have canceled all elective procedures so that that's frees up ventilators and also ICU beds. The hospitals have been able to keep up, but at great strain. They can manage some more, but they really are in a very difficult situation right now with the problem not being so much ICU beds or ventilators, but also a shortage of trained staff.
You mentioned the behaviors of younger people. Broward and Miami-Dade counties in South Florida have now put curfews into effect and limited private gatherings to 10 people. Are those emergency orders going to slow the spread, or do you feel like it's a little too late?
They're not the first measures. A couple weeks ago, the governor did close down the bars, and that was very important. Then the other thing was here in South Florida, in Miami-Dade County in particular, indoor dining was banned, mandatory masks with fines. We are starting to see in South Florida a slight decrease in the increase in the number of cases. So it seems like those measures are starting to take effect. The problem is, of course, we're already at a very high level and we're not at the peak yet. So it is going to be very challenging for the hospitals to cope with all the cases. I think there has been kind of a lack of a unified message statewide, and people have been confused. That's one problem.
Doctor, I want to ask you more about those policy decisions. On ABC yesterday, Democratic Representative Donna Shalala blamed the situation in Florida on what she called a lack of leadership in the White House and the governor's office. Let's listen.
They simply have not hit this with a hammer, which is what we needed to do, and starve the virus. They opened too soon, and they misunderstand what you need to do, or they understand it and they're not willing to do it.
You alluded to this, the different messaging that people in Florida are receiving. How much of this current spike could have been avoided if the state had taken stronger action sooner?
Yes, I think one thing that happened after what was really kind of a very brief lockdown is that people thought this was behind them when it was not behind them or not behind us. And so people were having graduation parties, Memorial Day was one big party, and I think there was a lot of transmission that resulted from that. At least that's sort of what the data would indicate. And I think people need to understand that this is not the same thing as deciding to wear your seatbelt or not wear your seatbelt. It's not that we are only hurting ourselves because we're exposing ourselves to risk, but we hurt everybody that we come in contact with. Because if I become infected and I don't even know that I'm infected, I can expose other people around me, even people who might be very vulnerable. The chain of transmission goes on and on and on and on. So each of us has to interrupt it now at this point.
That's Mary Jo Trepka, professor and chair of the Department of Epidemiology at Florida International University. Thank you so much.
Thank you.